Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Bizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
This shiur is on Meseches Bava Kamma, Daf Ayin Dalet. The sugya at the top of Daf Ayin Dalet, Amar Aleph, teaches us very surprising halachas about Edom Zayimim that go against the normal picture that we have in our heads of Edom Zayimim. The normal case of Edom Zayimim, the way we imagine it, is two people come into Beis Din and they make up a story about an innocent victim. They say, they pick on Reuven. They say, oh, Reuven was Michal Shabbos. Reuven was Harigas HaNefesh. Reuven borrowed money or was mazik somebody's property. And really, Reuven did nothing of the sort. He never did anything. So that's, they were zaymim, lasais la'achiv. The Torah says a punishment that asisim like hashra zamam lasais la'achiv. In our Gemara, we discover that you could be called Edom Zayimim even if the guy, the Reuven, that you're talking about really did all the things that you say that he did, even so you could be considered Edom Zayimim, and the Gemara says that in two scenarios. First, the Gemara says, 9 lines on the top of the Amud, the Gemara says that this is Poshut, even though it's surprising a little bit, but in Lamdish it's Poshut, that even if it turns out to be true that Reuven did these things, but if he did them later than when the Edom were made about him, then the Edom Zayimim are still Chayav. And this, in Lomdus, we understand very well, because what happens in the future is Lema Avalim Leirid. At the time that they walked in the basin, let's give a mashal, they walked in the basin on Sunday, and they said that Reuven was Chayav Avdai, the Eved should go free. And really, as of Sunday, Reuven hadn't done that yet. But then we find out from the second cut that really Imanu Yisim were complaining on Sunday, but on Monday, Reuven Taka was Machpel Hashein Avdai. So he's Taka Chayef to set the Eved free. But as of Sunday, he wasn't Chayef yet. So Zakti Gemara, it's Poshut that in such a case, they would be considered Edom Zayimim, they would have a Chiyuv of Kasher Zaman. So that's the first surprising case of the Gemara, but that's only surprising in that it doesn't fit with the normal tzur that we have in our heads, the typical case of Edom Zayimim, but in Lamdus it's very understandable. But then the next step of the Gemara takes this chiddush a little bit further, and then already even in Lamdus it's hard to understand. Because the Gemara says, El dekamakta mi kedumi hani basrei, that even in a case where the second kat, that tell us the real story, they say that it happened earlier. So again, Edom Zayimim came into Basin on Sunday, and they said that we saw Reuven was chayav ba'avdai, and knocked out his tooth, and now he should set him free. And then the Edom Zayimim comes, the second cat comes and says, Imanu Yisim are complaining on Sunday, but really Reuven did that same thing that you testified about, but he did it on Erev Shabbos. Zakti Gemara, now even though it turns out that when the Edom Zayimim came and were made, the Nidin had already done the crime, but even so, Zakti Gemara, if he was not yet Umid Bedin, we would still call him Alav Bar Chiyuva, and the Edom Zayimim would be Chayev for being Zayimim against him. So he really knocked out his Eved's eye or tooth on Erev Shabbos. Edom Zayimim come in on Sunday, and they say about this guy that we saw him knock out his Eved's eye or tooth. Zakti Gemara, if he had not yet had a Hamad Bedin for the Avira that he did on Friday, then you'd be called Edom Zayimim because he was not yet Chayev, and you're being Zayimim against somebody that's not yet Chayev anything. So we do Vasizam Akash Zamam Lasis Lachav. And here already the Rishonim try to understand, try to help us, try to explain to us, Rashi and Tosfos, why is he called Alav Bar Chiyuva? He did it already. Now, we know from the Gemara in Makas and Daf, hey, this halacha that it says in our Gemara is also spoken out more clearly, more by Richas, on Makas and Daf, hey, and it's over there, it's Mavur, that while this is true for Dini Knossos, like the case of our Sugya, Shein Ba'ayin by an evident Dini Knossos, and it's also true for Dini Nefashos, but it's not true for Dini Mamonis. If Edom come in on Sunday and they're made about Reuven that he broke someone's window and he's chayav to pay for it, and then other Edom come and say, oh, on Sunday, Imanu Yisim were complaining, but really on Friday, he broke this person's window. So then the Edom Zayimim would not be Chayav, because they were Zayimim against the Bar Chiyuva. They were Zayimim against Reuven to make him pay $100. He really owed the $100, even though not exactly for the story that they said. They were telling a made-up story. But there's no Chiyuv Kasher Zaman for that, because he was already Bar Chiyuva. It's only by Dinei Knossos as well as Dina Nefashos that we say he's not considered a Baruch Yuva even if he already did the crime, as long as he's not yet had the Hamad Bin. So the Shaila is why. Rashi over here says the reason is because if he would come into Basin and be Moideh before the Edom come, he'd be Pacha. Taisus says that they don't want to learn this Pshat. Taisus, Leneder, will come back in a little while to discuss the Machlekes Rashi Taisus in more detail if we have a chance. But Taisus says that's not the right Pshat. And Taisus says that I explained it better back on Daf Lamed Gimel in Perek HaMiniach. Now there is Taka Taisus, a long Taisus on Lamed Gimel, about this topic where Taisus asks Akasha, a steer from our Sugya Mineu Bay. Taisus adds important Hosafas beer to our Sugya, but not Lagabi this Prat. Lemaisa Lagabi, why we call him a Lav Baruch Yuva, even though he already did the crime, Taisus over there doesn't really say more than Taisus says over here. Where does Taisus Taka explain their explanation for this halacha, for this Gemara? It's the Taisus in Makis on Daf Hei. Over there, Taisus says that the reason why by Dine Knosses and by Dine Nefashos we consider him a Lav Baruch Yuva as opposed to by Dine Mamonis is because it's less likely that he'll end up being Chayav. It's harder for Beis Din to reach a verdict of Chayav by Dine Nefashos and Dine Knosses. Why? Because it's less likely that Edom will come, and even if Edom will come, it's less likely that their Edom will be in the scaffold because they need a Drisha V'Chakiva. Mas She'in came by Dine Mamonis, where they don't need a Jewish of Chakira, even though that's a Takana Dura. But that they don't need a Jewish of Chakira, in Kamakam Laharach Bazeh, Lemaisa, by Dine Mominus, they don't need a Jewish of Chakira. So over there, it's much more likely that their ages will be Neskavel. So we consider him a Gavar Baruch Yuva already. Mashenke, by Dine Knossais, even though in Lomdus, the implication of Tesis is that in Lomdus, he's just as much a Baruch Yuva by Dine Knossais as he is by Dine Mominus. But since, practically speaking, it's less likely that that Chiyuv will ever get gepaskent on him, so we consider him a Lav Baruch Yuva by Dine Knossos, but we don't by Dine Mamonis. That's how Tosfos and Makis explains our Gemara, and it's l'chayr a deichik pshat, meaning it's really saying that the chiluk that the Gemara makes doesn't really have a basis in lomdus. It's not a yesodistic chiluk, it's just a chiluk in based on the likelihood of what was likely to happen. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilyan Hashas in Makis Daf Hei is metama on Tosfos v'tmihani. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that the chiluk that the Gemara is making, he thinks is so poshut. He says he has a chiluk which is near nachin ubaru be'ezas Hashem Yisparach, and he can't understand why Tosfos didn't say this chiluk. Zok Rabbi Kiva Eger, the chiluk that the Gemara is making is that by dinim mamonis, when a person breaks somebody else's window, so he's immediately chayev to pay for the window. The chiyev comes al yedei the maisa hamachayev. But by knosses it doesn't work that way. By dine knosses, when you do a maisa that's machayev knas, you don't immediately become chayev knas. When you do the maisa, there's then a basis for basin to be machayev you. But the chiyev isn't chal until the basin is machayev you. And that's why our Gemara says that until the hamad b'din, he's not a bar chiyuva. Pshuta kemashmoy. Because without basin putting the chiyev on you, you don't have the chiyev. Where do I see that this is true, Dr. Vicky Vager? Because the chiluk comes out very clearly when we talk about a chiyuv laseis idei shemayim. When a person breaks somebody's window, and he's mafsed the person $100, let's say Beis Din never finds out of it. Let's say there were no edim bedavar. Avada, that person has a chiyuv to bring the money to the nizak. Even if nobody knows that I was mazik his property, but I'm chayiv to give him the money. In order for me to satisfy my obligations, klapei Shemaya, even though Beis Din will never tell me to pay the money, but I know that between me and Shemayim, I'm obligated to pay the money. There's a chiyuv lasei Shemayim. But by Knasos, if a person is, let's say, my shor goes and kills an eved, which is mechayev knas v'shloshim shel eved, or a mapel shein avdo yomasamei es einoi, or let's say a person is ma'anitzu mafata nara basula. In any of these cases, Rabbi Kivager is mitzayin to a Tosfos in Ksubis Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, where Tosfos says beferish that there's no chiyuv lasei zedei shemayim. I have no obligation or mitzvah to go bring the money to the victim. Here's your shloshim shel eved. Here's your chamishim shel einus mafata. Here's the shichrur from the shein va'ayin. If Beis Din tells me to do it, fine, I'll do it. I'll pay the psak of Beis Din. But before Beis Din tells me to do it, I have no obligation to do it. Just lasei zedei shemayim. So Rabbi Kivager says that's a klur araya. That there is no chiyuv without the hamad b'din, and if so, then that's the clara explanation of the chiluk in the Gemara. By dinei mamonis, he's called a gavur bar chiyuva because the chiyuv is chal immediately on the day the ma'isa machayev. But by Dine Knossos, he's called a Gavra Lav Bar Chiyuv, because until that Madhu Bedin, there is no Chiyuv. There may be a Machayiv, but there is no Chiyuv. The Chiyuv is only Chal when Basin creates the Chiyuv. That's what Rabbi Kibaker says, is the Chilik Nachon Ubarer, and he doesn't understand why Taisus and Rashi both weren't willing to explain the Gemara with this Pasha Techilak. Rabbi Chanan Vassiman and Kevitz Shiyurim Chilik Beis Simon Yud Gimel says, I'm going to answer Rabbi Kibaker's Kasha. I'm going to tell you why Rashi and Taisus didn't want to learn like Rabbi Kibaker's Chilik, because the Chilik that Rabbi Kibaker says, Dr. Bachanan, is not true. Really, Dr. Bachanan, the Chiv of a Knas is Chal immediately when you do the Maisa. It's the Yisid Tikkum Chakira that we're discussing over here. What's the Machai? When is the Chiv of a Knas Chal? Is the Chiv of a Knas Chal on Yedei the Maisa Machai, or only when Basin places the Chiv on him? And Rabbi Chanan challenges Rabbi Kibaker's assertion that the Chiv is only Chal when Basin places the Chiv upon him. Rabbi Chanan tainas that the Chiv is Chal immediately when he does the Maisa. What's his raya? Zok to Rabbi Chanan, it's stated clearly in a rush. The rush at the end of the first parak of Bava Kama. We had back on Daf Tesvav, Machlekes, Rav Papa and Rav Hunu, Rav Yeshua, about Palga Nizka. Do we consider it Knasa or do we consider it Mamayna? And the Gemara over there on Amabez came to a maskana of a Hilchasa Palganizka Knasa. And therefore the Gemara said, V'lim Magvina Leib Bavel. Since in Bavel we don't have any smuchim, so we don't have the koyach to collect Knasas, so we don't collect Palganizka. But then the Gemara added one line. V'itafas, but if the Nizik takes the money, L'mafkinimene, we don't take it away from him. We allow him to hold on to his tfisa. And the Gishenim over there are bothered. If we don't have the koyach to collect the Knas in Bavel, so why... why is Nizik able to take the Knas? The Rush brings down the Ramah, who said that it's a Takana Drabanon, and the Rush writes, V'loi nearly, but I don't agree. The Lav Tekantihi, this is a Russian Simon Chof, there's a big Arichus in the Russian Simon Chof, this is about three quarters of the way through the Simon, and the Rush says, V'loi nearly, I don't agree. The Lav Tekantihi, it's really not a Takana Drabanon, Eladinuhu. It's me'ikredin, demidereisa machayev lay. He's really the mazak is chayev that knas midereisa. Ella, she'in like dying in bubble, she'chufenu litin loy. There's no dying in bubble. We don't have any smuchim, so there's nobody that can enforce the chi for him. So, b'chol ki haigamna, in all such cases where you have a person that is chayev, the chiv is upon him, but there's no one that can enforce the chiv, in all such cases, of it inish dina lenafshei, v'layam afkinan minei. Then the Nizik is able to take the money off the Koyach of Avedin Dino Lanafshe. The Rush is being mazbir that the reason why Tfisa helps is because really the Chiv is already there. The Mazik is Chayev. If my Shur goes in as Mazik, your Shur, Karen, Chiv Palganiska, I'm Chayev the Palganiska. There's no Basin in Bavel. There's no one that can make me pay. But I'm Chayev to pay. And therefore, if you take the money, you could keep it. So the Rush is saying clearly, not like Rabbi Kibaker, that when my shor is mazik your shor, the truth is a sibas achiyev, but I'm not chayev anything until Basin paskins it. And since we're in Bavel and there's no smuchim, so Basin will never paskin and I'll never be chayev. Zok the Rush, no, I'm chayev immediately. All we're missing is the koyach hakfiya. So therefore, no one's forcing me to pay. But if the nizik wants to take the money and he's able to get away with it, itavas lemefkin aminei. Zok the Rebel Chanan, I see from their clear, not like a Rebbe Kibaker, I see that the chiv is chal immediately when you do the maisa, when the maisa takes place, when your shor is mazik, the chiv is immediately chal. I said, then why talk as the no chiv? Let's stay shemayim. Rebbe Kibaker brought a gavaldiga raya that the chiv is not chal because we don't tell the person that he should just go pay on his own. It's only if the nizik goes and takes it. Why, if there's really a chiv already, why isn't there a chiv? Let's stay shemayim. So Chanan says that in every chiv, there's two parts. There's two parties to the chiv, and we always have to declare which party's din is really the siba for the whole din. In other words, in every chiv, there's the zchus of the teveya and the chiv of the nitva. Which one comes first? By regular mamonis, if I break your window, so I owe money to you, you have a zchus to collect money from me, the shevish, the sibas hadavar, is your zchus. The fact that your window is broken, and you're entitled to get compensated for that. So your zchus, your entitlement to get the $100, that's the siba for why I am then chayev to pay you the $100. By knasos, it goes the other way around. the yesod of the chiyuv is to be manish the guilty party. It's supposed to be an einish. So it starts with the fact that I, let's say, if I was mazik you, my shor, let's say, was negech, your shor was Karen, the chiyuv chatzin nezek. The yesod of the chiyuv is that I'm supposed to pay chatzin nezek. Theoretically, the Torah could have said, take the money and put it in a pushka, because the main purpose is that I should get my punishment. But the Torah said, no, we might as well give it to the nizik. Who better to give it to than to the nizik? So let's give it to him. But the chiv doesn't start with the nizik's zechus. The nizik doesn't have a zechus be'etzem to get compensated over there. For karet, it's the mazik that has a need to get punished, and therefore the nizik has a zechus to get the money. That he Zerkel Mochanan, that's the chiluk between dinei mamonos and dinei knasos. Does it start with the chus of the teveh, or does it start with the chiv of the nitva? Mele Zerkel Mochanan, the reason why there's no chiv latzatei shemayim is because even though I'm really chayev, I did the aveira, I'm chayev to make the payment, but the chiv is that the payment should come b'derech einish. If I walk over to him and I hand him the money voluntarily, that's not v'derech einish. That's not what an einish looks like. So I wouldn't be yotzei my chiyuv with that. I could do that 10 times and I would still be chayev. When Basin gets around to being mechayev me, they would still make me pay. Because even if I already paid it, but I wasn't nenash, it's not called an einish if I do it voluntarily. And that's why I'm not yotzei when I offer it on my own. Latzis day shemayim. I mean, I don't have to do it. I don't have to make a payment that I'm not going to be yotzei with. I don't have to make a payment that based in when they get around to it, they'll still be mechayev me to make another payment. So the reason why Tosfos says in Ksubas, Daf Lamed Gimel, that there's no chiyuv latzis day shemayim is not because there's no chiyuv present. Avada, there's already a chiyuv. But I wouldn't be yotzei if I handed over the money, so therefore I don't have to pay latzis day shemayim. But don't buy yotzei from there. The chiyuv doesn't come until based in makes the chiyuv. Fakert, you see from the rush that Tvisa helps, that the chiv is already present. When we talk about the Rosh's case of Tvisa, that stems with this Yisrael, because if the Nizik comes and takes the money, Bal Kerchay of the Mazik, that's what Tvisa is. So that is with Derechayna. She's not giving the money voluntarily. He's being forced to give the money. It's being taken against his will. With such a payment, he's Yotzei. That's why the Nizik has the right to be Tayfes it. But for the Mazik to go over and give it voluntarily, there's no, he's not, he doesn't accomplish anything with that. That's why we say that there's no chiv latzis day shemayim. Al pizez Dr. Bachanan, so la'ilam, the chiv already was chal. The reason why Rashi and Tosfos in here and in Makkos didn't want to learn like Rabbi Kibeger, what Rabbi Kibeger called the chiluk nachinu barer, they didn't want to say that was pshat in the Gemara, because they held that really by dinei knasos also the chiv is immediately chal when you do the maisa. A chiyuv to be nenash is immediately chal, even before the hamad b'din. So why then are the edim zayim chayev for being mazim against him? Isn't he a gavur bar chiyuva? That's why they needed to come on to their other terutzim. And Rashi said because he could patr up with a hayda, and Tosa said that because of the drisha v'chakira, there's a great likelihood that Basin won't end up paskening his chiyuv.
Let's take a look now at the Gemara on the bottom line of Ayin Daled Amar Aleph. Maskeflar of Zera. Rav Zera asks a kasha on that which the Gemara has been assuming throughout the entire Shaka Vitaria. On all of this Amud and also back on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara has been talking about cases of an Adon who's chayvel in his Eved twice, and the assumption has always been that for the first Chavala the Eved will go free, and for the second Chavala the Adon would have to pay him as a Ben Chayrin. So the mashal, if he was mapel shinoi umesame es enoi, so the eved would be yotzei b'shinoi, and the adam would be chayev to pay him demei enoi. On that, Rav Zera asks Akasha, amai, why don't we say, or rather, Ema, why don't we say that whatever chavolis the adam does, all contribute to the knas of the eved being yotzei l'chayrus? One chavala will make a yitzia l'cheiros, and if the adin does two chavales, that also should, the two together should make a yitzia l'cheiros. And on the top of Ayin Daled Amud Beis, on the third line, Abaye responds to Rav Zera, Alecha Amar Kra, Tachas Einoi V'loi Tachas Einoi V'Shinoi Tachas Shinoi V'loi Tachas Shinoi V'Einoi. From there we learn that you don't use two chavales to make the Evi go free. The first chavala is always enough to make the Evi go free, and so for the second chavala, he's chayiv in tashlumin. The Rambam in Perek Hey of Hilchas Avadim, Halacha Yudalid, brings down the maskan of our Gemara, Hamapal Shein Avdei V'Simei Es Einai, Hareza Yotze L'Cheres B'Shinai, V'Noisin Loi D'Mei Einai. For the first Chavala, his Yotze L'Cheres, and for the second Chavala, the Adam would have to pay V'Chein Kol Kayetze V'Zeh. The Ravid is Ma'ir, that although these words of the Rambam are taka true, they're correct halacha because mavur in our Gemara, but Dr. Ravid devarv seisrim ze eze. But this psak of the Rambam is seisir a different halacha that the Rambam paskind behilchis chayvul mazek. Now, ironically, we spoke out of Ravid in the previous shir on Dafayin Gimel. We spoke out of Ravid in Hilchas Eidus, which also said he came to ask a kasha not on the Rambam Eifin Art, but to say that that Rambam in Hilchas Eidus was a stira to something that the Rambam said in Hilchas Chayvul Mazek. Here the Ravid in Hilchas Avadim is coming to ask a kasha on that same Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Chayvul Mazek, Perek Dalid, Halacha Yud Aleph, which we mentioned in the previous shir. The Rambam here is going on the sugya in Gittin, on Daf Mem Beis, of Mechusar Get Shechur, where if an Adon was Chayvul Ba'avdai, knocked out one of the Rashi Evarim, and now the Eved is supposed to go free, but the Eved has not yet received the Shar Shechur. So the Gemara in Gittin clears a Shaila about whether he's considered to be Ben Chayvin at that point or not, and the Gemara is not Peshit it. The Rambam Paskins over there that blibes a Bayit Vayiv Shita, and so the Rambam says, L'fikach ha-mapal shein avdei v'acharkach simei enoi, yoytzei v'shinoi, the Eved would go free for the shein, ve'enoi neisein loy demei enoi, but the Adam would not have to pay the Demeha Ayin, but if the Eved would be typeface, we wouldn't take it away. In other words, because it's a suffix. It's the suffix of Mechusar Get Shechur. Now, the Ravid didn't argue on that Rambam Eifin Art. But we know that the Rambam holds that the Rambam should have paskined over there that he's chayiv to pay the Demei Eino because Mechusar Get Shechur really is considered like a Ben Chayrin, and you have to pay for the second Chavala as you would to a Ben Chayrin. The Ravid, for whatever reason, didn't ask Akasha over there in Hilchas Chayvul Masik. But the Ravid in Hilchas Eidus brought a raya when the Rambam brought down the din of the Gemara and Daf Ayin Gimel about Edom Zoymimim. And the Ravid in Hilchas Avodim asks Akasha when the Rambam brings down the din of the Gemara over here about Hamapal Shein Avda V'Simei Es Einai. Over here, the Rambam really is Seiser Lahedya, what he said in Hilchas Chayvul Masik. Over there, he said, "V'enei neisin loy d'mei enoi," and over here the Rambam paskins, "V'neisin loy d'mei enoi." The Kesef Mishnah says that we can answer the Rambam in one of two ways: either that when the Rambam over here says "V'neisin loy d'mei enoi," he means in a case in which the Adin had already given the shtar shechur, he was mapel as shinoi, and he gave him a shtar shechur, and then he was simei es enoi. So then he's not Mechusar Get Shechur anymore. You no longer have the Ibaya of the Gemara in Gittin. And so over here, when he's subsequently Simei Es Einai, he would be Neisin Loi D'mei Einai. Alternatively, Zak the Kesef Mishnah, maybe when the Rambam says V'Neisin Loi D'mei Einai, he taka doesn't mean that Basin would be Mechayev the Adain to give the D'mei Ayin. It means that the Adain has a Chiyev D'mei Ayin subject to the Shaila of the Gemara about Mechusar Get Shechur. And there will be a din of Hamaitzim Machavayla Paraya, Bari Tafas Lai Mefkina Minei. And over here, the Rambam doesn't mean to be going into those pratim, and he means to be relying on what he said in Hilchas Chayvul Mazik. That's supposed to help us understand that when it says over here, Neisin Lai Dumei Eina, he really just means only if the Eved is Teifeset, which of course is a Daichik in the reading of the Rambam. That's what the Kesef Mishnah, though, says to be Mitaris the Rambam. The first Teres, perhaps, is better. He's saying that the Rambam only means Neisin Lai Dumei Eina if he had already given a Shtar Shechur. Although Achreinim are bothered that if the Rambam means that in a case where he had already given a Shtar Shechur, so then what B'chal would be the Chiddush? At that point, it's totally unrelated to the first Maisa. You're just being Chayvul and a Ben Chayrin. And Avada, then you'd have to make the regular Tashlumin that you would to a Ben Chayrin. What would be the Chiddush of that? The Migdal Oiz on the Rambam and Hilchas Avadim gives a different Teretz. He explains the Rambam, he answers the Stira by saying mamish the hepach of what the Kesef Mishnah said. Whereas the Kesef Mishnah had said that the Rambam Hilchas Avadim is talking about where the second Chavala happened later, after the Shtar Shechur was already given. The Migdal Oiz says that the Rambam Hilchas Avadim is talking about where the second Chavala happened earlier. What do I mean, earlier?
the second chavala happened before the hamad bedin. The Rambam and Hachas Chayiv Lumazik, the Gemara in Gittin about the Mechusik as Shechur, that's talking about where an Adon was Mapel as Shinoi, and he was Amid Bedin, and based in Paskin that he has to be Meshachar as Eved. But he had not yet given the Shtar Shechur. So in that case, he's a Mechusik gets Shechur, it's a suffix whether he's considered a Ben Chayrin or not, and then if he's then a Sameh as Einoi, so it would be a shayla, it would be a suffix, so we wouldn't tell him to give, but he tough as lamef kinamine. In Hachas Avadim, the Rambam is talking about where he was mapel es shinoi and was not yet oimed bedin. And then he was mesame es enoi, and then zuk the Rambam, then he taka has to give the demei ha'ayin. That's what the Migdal Oy says, and he says, v'zeh pashut, that this chiluk is pashut. But Achrayim are very bothered by this chiluk of this svara of the Migdal Oy. What's the svara to be mechalik? That he should be more chayav if there was not yet a hamad bedin, if he's still more mekusher to the adayin, because with pashtus we understand that the sivat, the tzad to say that he's chayav, is if we consider him already to be a ben chayim. If he's still an eved, so I don't have to pay my eved for whatever I do to him, except the knas that the Torah said that for shame ba'ayin he's yetzel chayiris. But other than that, I don't owe any money to my eved. The only tzad to be mechayav him is if we consider him a ben chayim. So that's why the Kesef Mishnah said that maybe we're talking about after he already gave the Get Shechur. Then I would understand why I would then be chayav for my Chavala. Or that it means that on the Tzad that a Mechusa Get Shechur is considered a Ben Chayivin. Then again, I would hear that I'd be chayav to pay for the Chavala. But by saying that it happened earlier, it happened before the Hamad Bedin, how is that a Hezber and why the Adin should be more chayav? Ibcha Mestavra. That's a Hezber why the Adin should be less chayav. Rav Shimon Shkop and Shari Yeshur. In Shar Zayin Perek Chof Aleph, explains this Rambam. He says that the Rambam learned the Gzeres HaKosov of Abaya on the top of Amud Beis very differently than the way the Raivad did. And also Tosfos on the Aflam and Gimel, which we'll come back to, also learned it the way the Raivad did, which we'll say is Kipshutoi, that when Abaya says that we darshan from the Pasuk Tachas Einei V'Leit Tachas Einei V'Shinoi, what it means is that for the first chavala, let's say the Einoi, he's Yotzei L'Chayrus, and for the second chavala, he's already considered a ben chayrin, and then we'd be chayav from the regular parasha of chayav b'chaveray. Zokter of Shimon, at the Rambam learned for a kert, you're not chayav from the parasha of chayav b'chaveray. You're chayav a knas that's neschadish in the parasha of avadim. We're talking about a person who's still your Eved. Because like the Migdal Oy says, you hadn't yet even had a Hamad B'din, let alone given a Shtar Shechur. So he's still in Gans in your Eved. And the Torah is Mechadesh, that just like for one Chavala, you're Chayav a Knas, you have to be Maitzi him L'Chayros. If you're Chayav him twice, you're Chayav two Knasas. Nervos, we can't say that you should be Maitzi him L'Chayros twice, because Chayros can only happen once. So the Torah says that for the second chavala, there's a substitute knas. The knas is the demei shinoi. If he's first b'same seinei and then mapel shinoi, so he's yetzel chayrus for the ayin, and then he has to give a knas of demei shinoi. And it's a knas, because me'ikra din you shouldn't be chayv, because he's your eved. You don't owe money to your eved. But there's a knas that's neschadish in the parasha of shein ba'ayin, that every chavala against the eved has to be chayv a knas. So usually that halacha is that it's mechayev the knas of chayrus. But if he already earned that knas, and then you chayvul him again, it's mechayev a second knas. The Mele Zokter of Shimon. This knas is only shayach to an eved. So before the Hamad of Adin, where we had not yet paskin that the Adin has to give him a shtar shikr, so he's considered an eved, and he could get that knas. But if it's after the Hamad of Adin, so he already got this psak that he's yetzel chayrus, then the knas of Shein V'ayin he doesn't have anymore. Then you just have the Shaila from the Gemara and Gittin. Is he Zeicha though in the Tashlumin of a Chayv B'Chaveri like a Ben Chayrin? Because the Mechusa Get Shechur is considered like a Ben Chayrin. Or maybe not. The Mechusa Get Shechur is not in Gansan like a Ben Chayrin. And then the Adin would be Potter. Once it's after the Hamad of Adin, then you have the Shaila of whether he's Zeicha in the Tashlumin that a regular Ben Chayrin would be Zeicha in. But before the Hamad B'din, it's a whole different parasha of Tashlumin. That's the Knas of Shein V'ayin, which this Gzeres HaKosov teaches, could take a second form. That when you can't pay it in the usual form of sending him l'cheiros, then it gets a substitute form of paying tashlumin for the demay of that aver. Dr. Pshimon, omek anafkamina. The chiddush of this gzeis akasev is dafka, the demay ayin, the demay shein. What about all the other tashlumin of achayv v'chaveiroi? The tsar, the reaper, the sheves, the baishas. Those tashlumin are neschadish in the parish of achayv v'chaveiroi. We never find those tashlumin being neschadish in the parish of shein v'ayin, so that you attack be potter from. The Rambam in Hilchos Chayv L'Mazik was talking about after the Amar D'Bedin, who says that although we're not mechayev the Adin to give the Demei Ayin, but if the Eved is Teifeset, Ein Metzin Miyadai, that Schus Tfisa would be on all the Chamisha Dvarim, Nezek, Tzar, Yipa, Sheves, and Baishas. But when he says in Hilchos Avadim, that, like the Migdalei says, he's talking about before the Amar D'Bedin, and he says, Noisin Lai Demei Einai, that would talk to be only the Demei Einai, but it wouldn't be the rest of the Chamisha Dvarim, because this is not coming from the parish of Chayv L'Chaveirai. I'd like to say over now the Tesis on Daf Lamed Gimel. We already mentioned twice in this shiur that there's a Tesis on Daf Lamed Gimel, which is very negeya to all of the raid over here on Daf Ayin Dalet. Tesis on Daf Lamed Gimel is Ma'ir Estira between what the Gemara says on Amud Aleph and what the Gemara says on Amud Beis here on Ayin Dalet. And the goal of Tesis over there is not really to address the Stira and to figure out a way to resolve it. Tesis just says that you have two statements in the Gemara over here, which appear at first glance to be seisa one another, to be incompatible with one another. But, Zoktesis, from the fact that the Gemara says the two of them together, you see that they're not incompatible. You see that these two facts, which appear contradictory, could really coexist, they could really shtim. And based on that, Tesis says, we can understand something that appears on Daf Lamed Gimel also. As we're about to say, it starts with the Gemara that we were just learning, that Abaya says on the top of Amud Beis that there's a drasha tachas einai v'lo tachas einai v'shinai. From there we learn that if the Adam was chayvel in his Eved twice, so with the first chavalah, the Eved is yetzer l'cheiros, and for the second chavalah, the Adam is going to have to pay a tashlumen. So Tosfos Daf Lamed Gimel understood that what that gzeiros hakasev is teaching us is that the chiyuv knas on the Adam to be meshacher his Eved is chal immediately b'shas the maisa chavalah, even though, of course, the Evid can't be Yetzel Cheres at that point. You need Edom to come to Beis Din. But once there's a Hamad Bedin and Edom come to Beis Din, the Chiv is Chal Lemafreya. We don't say that the Chiv only goes into effect from the time of the Hamad Bedin. After the Hamad Bedin, we say that Lemafreya, this Evid was already Ben Chirin from the time of the first Chavala, and therefore at the time of the second Chavala, it was already considered a Chavala on a Ben Chirin, and that's why it's Mechayev Shechar. It's Mechayev rather, that's why it's Mechayev rather a Tashlumen, a regular Demei Tashlumen, like as if the person was being chayvel in any other ben chayvel. On the other hand, the Gemara on Amud Aleph said that if Edom Zayim come in on Sunday and they're made against this Adin that he was chayvel ba'avdai, and really in truth, the second card comes and tells us that while this Edis isn't true, but it is true that the Adin was chayvel ba'avdai, and in fact he had already done it before, he had done it on Erev Shabbos. But nevertheless, Zakti Gemara, if there had not yet been a Hamad Adin, then this Adin is not considered a bar chayuva. Now, l'chayra, that Gemara would seem to say that the Chiyuv Knas is not chal before the Hamad Bedin. The Chiyuv Knas only goes into effect after the Hamad Bedin. So that's a stira to the Gemara on Amud Beis that says that the Chiyuv Knas after the Hamad Bedin is chal l'mafreya, and we consider the Eved to have been a ben chayrin from the time of the Hamad, of the Chavala. If that's the case, then l'chayra, by the same token, we should consider the Adin to already be a bar chiyuva. But Zog Tosfos, I see from the Gemara that these two things could shtim, that they're not incompatible. That even though, like it says on Amud Beis, the Chiyuv is Chal L'Mafreya, the Knas is Chal L'Mafreya, that means that the Shechur is Chal L'Mafreya, but nevertheless, that doesn't mean that the Adin is already considered a Bar Chiyuva. Why is the Adin not considered a Bar Chiyuva? If, after all, the Chiyuv is already Chal L'Mafreya, why is the Adin not considered a Bar Chiyuva? So that Tesis doesn't really explain much on Daf Lamed Gimel, and like we mentioned before, the Tesis in Makkos fills in the blanks, and Tesis in Makkos explains that it's because it wasn't definite that the Chiyuv would come about. Al Kolpanim, Tosfos' purpose, Tosfos' point over there is to say that the same is true by a knas like Chatzi Nezek, which the Torah says should be paid me gufoy, and Rabbi Akiva, arguing on Rabbi Yishmael, says on Daf Lamed Gimel, Yuchlat Hashar, which means that it's as if the Chiyuv is chal immediately, and the Nizik takes possession immediately
of the Shar of the Mazik, which even though, of course, it needs a dentator first and it needs a psak din, but after the psak din, we say lemafreya that the Shar belonged to the Nizik from the time of the Negicha, nevertheless, Zuktaisis, that doesn't mean that the Mazik would be considered a Bar Chiyuva in Hilchas Eidim Zemim, because like you see in the Gemara 9 Dalet, even if the Chiyuv was Chal lemafreya, but that doesn't mean that the Adin is going to be considered a Bar Chiyuva. Rabbi Chonan says that what I hear from the Taisa and Daflam and Gimel is a Gavaldik Yisayd, that even if ordinarily Knossos are only Chal after the Hamad Bedin, but there are two Knossos that are an exception to that. The Knas of Chatzin Ezek Migufoy Alibid Rabbi Akiva, and the Knas of Shein V'ayin and Arsig Alibid Kuli Alma, have a special Gzeres HaKosov teaching me that those Knossos are Chal LaMafreya, that after the Hamad Bedin, we say that the Chiv was already present from the time of the Ma'isa HaMachayev. This is Rav Elchanan speaking in Kovitz Shiurim Chelek Aleph and his Chidushim Amar Vakama, Oy Samach, and Zok Rav Elchanan, and this is a new Teretz, Terbi Kibegus Kash and Makis. Before I spoke out a long, elaborate Teretz from Rav Elchanan in his Kovitz Shiurim Chelek Beis, where he argues on the whole premise of Rabbi Kibegur. Rabbi Kibegur thought the Chiyuvim of Knas are only Chal after the Hamad Bedin, and Rabbi Chanan came to Dingzach on that. But over here, he has a very short piece where he just says that even in the Niach, that everything that Rabbi Kibegur thought was true, that ordinarily the Chiyuv Knas is only Chal after the Hamad Bedin, but that may be true for most Chiyuv Knas, but it's not true for every Chiyuv Knas. The Taisa and Daflam and Gimel points out that there are two Knasais, one of them, the Knas of Arsugya, Lekuli Alma, and one of them, Talian Machalikis Anayim, Baruch Apanim, there are these one or two Knasais that have a special Gzeres HaKosev that their Chiyuv is Chal LeMafreya from the time of the Ma'is HaMachayev. And so the Svar that Rabbi Kibegur had said would be a Chiluk Nachanu Baruch to be Mazber, the Gemara in Makis, just say that the reason why you're not considered about Chiyuv in the Knasais is because the Knas is not Chal from the time of the Machayev, it may be a good explanation for a Knas like Shoshim Shalavit or a Knas like Moisi Shemer or Einus Mephatim, but it's not going to be a good explanation for a Knas like Shein V'ayin. The Gemara in Makis on Daf Hey doesn't speak out which Knas it's referring to. But the Gemara over here is talking in Lahedya about the Knas of Shein V'ayin. And therefore, Taisus had to give a different explanation for why the Adin is not considered a Bar Chiyuva. So Rabbi Chanan says, based on the Taisus and Daf Lama Gimel, we have a new Teretz to the Kasha that we spoke at before from Rabbi Kibegur on the Taisus on Makis Daf Hey. The other ha'ara that I want to make, Lagabi, this Taisus, now that we've spoken it out, is coming back to the Reb Shimon that we were just talking about a few minutes ago. Reb Shimon said that the Rambam learned that Pshat and the Gezeres HaKosov of Tachas Einav, Tachas Einav Shinei is to teach me that after the first Chavalah, the Eved is still considered to be an Eved, and the Parsha of Shein V'ayin is still in effect. The Taisus on Daf Lamed Gimel interpreted this Gezeres HaKosov punktfakert, that it's coming to teach me that he's not considered an Eved. We learn from this Gezeres HaKosov that the Shichur is Chal LeMafreya from the time of the first Chavala, and that by the time the Adin does the second Chavala, he's already considered a Ben Chayrin. That's a Chiddush that's learned from this Gezeres HaKosov. So the two Rishayin and the Rambam and Taisus are using the Gezeres HaKosov to teach them opposite Chiddushim. According to Taisus, it's to teach us that the Shichur is Chal LeMafreya, that he's not considered an Eved anymore. Therefore, he's Zeichin Demei Ayin B'Toyras Tashlumei Choyvel of a Ben Chayrin. And according to the Rambam, Reb Shimon said, the Gezeres HaKosov is coming to teach me that since he is still an Eved, because it's before the Hamad Bedin, therefore he's still Zeicha in the Knas of Shein V'ayin, but since he already was Zeicha in a Shichur, so now the Knas of Shein V'ayin takes on a new form. Zokt Reb Shimon, according to the Rambam, Mermaviach, that the apparent stira that Taisus grapples with Adaf Lam and Gimel is Bechal not a stira. The two Gemaras here on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph and on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis stem beautifully. On Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, we saw that after the first Chavala, the Adin is not yet considered a Bar Chiyuva, indicating that the Knas did not yet go into effect. And that's Taka what it says in Amud Beis also. Tachasene, but like Tachasene Vashinai, which means that after the first Chavala, the Eved is still considered an Eved, and he could still be Zeicha in another Knas when you're Mesameh is Einoi, when you're Mapel Ashinoi. So that shims of what we said in Amud Aleph, that nothing was really Chal, no Shichur went into effect yet from the time of the first Chavala. The Knas does not go into effect until the time of the Hamad Bedin.
Next, we're going to talk about the Gemara, the very last Gemara before the Mishnah, on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, where it brings the memory of Rabbi Elazar, Edim Shehukchashu B'Nefesh, Lakin alav. that if you have Edim that give an Edus against, let's say, Reuven, and it becomes clear to Beis Din that they're lying, but it's not through a Hazama, like the Gemara explains right before the Mishnah, Biba Harug Baraglov, Beis Din has empirical evidence that these Edim are lying, but they never went through the process of Hazama, of Akat Sheni coming and saying, Imanu Ha'isim Amakam Plaini. Rabbi Lazar says that they're looking for that. Now, in fact, we don't paskin like Rabbi Lazar. The Rambam says that in such a case, they wouldn't be like it. But not because there's no makur to be like it for such an avera. But as the Rambam explains, Mavur in the Shakavatari of our Gemara, that this chiddush of Rabbi Lazar is mutlatali in a different chakira in our sigi, in the Machlekes Abaye and Rabbah, which is also Machlekes Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yechanan, about whether Hakrasha Tchilas Hazamahi or not. And since we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan that Hakrasha is Tchilas Hazama, so therefore if these Edim that were Hukrashu B'Nefesh would subsequently become Huzam, then we'd want to be Mechayev them Misef Hakash Huzamam. And since the Laisan, the Lav, is now Nitan La'azharas Misas Basin, so therefore we're not going to be likin a Lav, and therefore the Edim Shehukrashu B'Nefesh are not likin. But Hakalponim is Mavur from the Shakavataria. That had we not had that technicality, Lamashal, if there wouldn't be a din of Lav Shnitin Lazharas Misas Basin in Lakin Halab, or if we would hold Hakrosha Lav Tchiles Hazama, so these Edim are not able to come to a subsequent Hazama, then the din would be that they are Lakin. And so the question needs to be addressed, what would be the Makar for such a Malkus? It's Mavur in the Gemara that Edim who are not Edim Zaymim, they're just Edim Sheker, they're like for their aveir of Edus Sheker. Zokt Rashi, the makar for that, is the pasuk of Lysana. Lysana b'reacha eid shav, or Lysana b'reacha eid sheker. That's the makar, that Edim that given Edus Sheker are like it. So you don't need to be in the parasha of Edim Zemimim to be like it. You can be like it from the parasha of Lysana. A perfect Rashi Akasha isn't the aveir of Lysana alav she'in by Maisa. So that shouldn't be a makar for Malkus. And for Drashi, yeah, but the Gemara in Makas and Daf Beis says that this exerts a kasuv of its dikus atzadik that's marbe this as a makar for Malkus. Now, I want to say over the Gemara that Rashi is quoting on Daf Beis, because, well, yes, it's true that the Gemara in Daf Beis says be'erech like this, but it's not at all clear from the Gemara in Daf Beis that it should be a makar for what Rashi is claiming. As a matter of fact, the Shakavatari over there on Daf Beis and Beis is the basis for a hakira, which is discussed by all of the Gedolei Achrenim at the beginning of Maseches Makis. In the Sefer Kilas Yaakov, from the Stipe Lagoin, Simon Aleph is about this Chakira. In the Shiurim Klolium, in the back of the Shiurim Reb Shmuel Razovsky on Maseches Makis, Simon Aleph is about this Chakira. And both of these Gedolei Achrenim say that from our Gemara, there's a Gavaldigam Makur to be appreciate the Chakira that they're clearing at the beginning of Maseches Makis. Let me tell you how the Gemara goes on Makis Daf Beis. The Mishnah over there had said that there are cases of Edim Zemim where we cannot carry our Kasha Zamam. For example, when they're made that somebody's been Grusha Mechalutza, or for example, when they're made that somebody was Hayrig B'Shegig. In these cases, we cannot carry our Kasha Zamam. And the Mishnah says, so what do? The Edim Zemim get Malkus. The Gemara Namah Beis says, what's the Makar that they should get Malkus? And the Gemara gives an elaborate drasha. It says, V'hitztikus atzadik v'shivus harasha. And then it says, V'hayim bin hakais harasha. And from there we learn out that in cases where people came to be Mershia es hatzadik, then V'hayim bin hakais harasha, that's a siba to get Malkus. So it's as if there's a special gzeres akos of spelling out achi of Malkus on Edim Zemim. Frek to Gemara. Why do we need a special gzeres akos of spelling out achi of Malkus on Edim Zemim? They're over on Laisana, they're over on a regular Laisasa. Why don't they get Malkus for that and for the Gemara? Because Laisana is a lav she'im by Maisa. Adkan the Gemara. The pshutoy of the Shakavataria is farkert from the way Rashi quoted it over here. The pshutoy of the Shakavataria is that Yutaka don't get Malkus for Laisana. Laisana blibes a lav she'im by Maisa. There is no Malkus for Laisana. What there is a makar in the parsha of Edim Zemimim that there's a special gzeres akos of that Edim Zemimim get Malkus. And even though usually Edim Zemimim get a kashu zamam, but Chazal interpret that that gzeres akos means that in cases where the Edim Zemimim, for whatever reason, don't get a kashu zamam, they get a Malkus from the Hitztikus Atzadik. But Lysana Bracha Eid Shaker is b'chlon not a makar that Edim Zemimim should get Malkus. The other way to learn the Shaka Vatari, the other tzad that the Achrenim clear, is that
the Gemara means that Behetzdikus HaTzadik is Megala, that over here, Laisana is a Makar for Malkus, even though usually Lav Shem Maisa is not a Machayev of Malkus. But over here, Laisana could be Machayev Malkus. Behetzdikus HaTzadik doesn't come to, is not its independent Makar, that even though Laisana is not a Makar, but Behetzdikus HaTzadik is a Makar. Behetzdikus HaTzadik comes to be Megala, that Laisana is a Makar for a chi of Malkus, and ultimately the chi of comes from being over on the leisase of leisane brecha eight shaker. The Achrayim bring down that there's a balamar at the end of Sanhedrin that seems to speak out lehedya one way. There's a Ramban and Makas and also Meiri that seems to speak out lehedya the other way. It appears to be machlekes rishenim whether the Malkus that's learned from this gzeres hakasav is it a Malkus that's based on the being over on the lav of leisane brecha eight shaker. Or is it a special Malkus that's neschadish in the Gezeres HaKosov of Behetzdikus HaTzadik and would therefore be limited to the Parsha of Edom Zoyimim? Zogin Le'achreinim, there's a riot to be poshet this Chakira, L'chayra, from our Sugya. Because in our Sugya, we're applying the Malkus from Malkus Taf Beis to a case of Edom Shehuk Cheshu B'Nefesh, not Huzmu. Nobody came and said, Imanu Yisim Malkum Pleni, there's no Parsha of Hazam over here. But we knew they were telling a lie. So over here, you could only explain this Malkus if you're a Leike for the Lav of Leisane. If for the Aveir of Eitz Sheker itself, you're Leike, then we understand why Eitz Hukhashub Nefesh would be Leike. But if you'd learned the Gemara and Malkus the first way, that Leisane and Lo'ilim Blai the Lav Shem and Maisan, it's not a Makar for Malkus. And the only Makar for Malkus is from Behetzdikus HaTzadik, which is especially there as a Kosov that Eitz Zayimim get Malkus. Then why would these Edom get Malkus? They're not Edom Zayimim. The son of Recha Eid Shaker is a Lav Shem Emais. It's not a Makar for Malkus. So why would they get Malkus? From the fact that these Edom are getting are like at Lecheret Sarai to the other way of learning the Gezeres HaKosav, that Behetzdikus HaTzadik is Megala that Leisana Recha is a Makar for getting Malkus, even though it's a Lav Shem Emais. And the Mela, anybody that gives an Eid Shaker could be like it, whether they're Edom Zayimim or Stam Edei Sheker. In this case, we have Stam Edei Sheker, but they're also being over on the lava of Lysana Recha Eid Sheker. Once Behetzdikus HaTzadik is Megala, Lysana Recha Eid Sheker is the Machayev of Malkus, so these Edom Zayimim could also get Malkus. And that's why Rashi brings down, when Rashi brings the Gemara and Malkus on that base, he brings it the way that he does, which is not exactly the way it's written in the Gemara. Rashi says, Loikin Mishum Lysana. The Afal Gav Zalav Shem Yemaisa, who Hamaisi Behejim Masechas Malkus, the Malkus Edom Zayimim Ksibim Behetzdikus HaTzadik. And like I said, when you look at the Gemara and Makas and Daf Beis, it's not at all clear that you're Leike Mishum Leisana. For Keret, the Gemara says, typically Mishum Leisana. No, Leisana is a Lav Shem Emaisa. The Pashtus of the Gemara is that you're not Leike Mishum Leisana, you're only Leike Mishum Behetzdikus HaTzadik. Why did Rashi turn it around and present it as Behetzdikus HaTzadik being a Gilui that you are Leike Mishum Leisana? Because from our Sugya, it's Much, that's the way to learn the Gemara and Makas. Because if the pshat was that you're not like a Mishum Leisana, you're only like a Mishum Behetzdikus HaTzadik, then you wouldn't get Malkus in our Sugya. In our Sugya, they never became Edom Zayimim. They're only Edom Sheker. From the fact that Edom Sheker, Chashub Nefesh, are Leikin, that's a riot that there's Takva Malkus Mishum Leisana. Now, there's another nafkamina that should l'chir come out from this Chakira. And that is, when we give Malkus to Edom, from based on this, because there's a cost of Malkus Daf Beis, Is there a t'nai that the edus that they said needs to have a nigmar hadin al pihem? Because we know that by edim zimim there's such a din that we never apply kasher zomim. That's a mission in Makas. Ein ha edim nasim zimim ad she yigamar hadin al pihem. So if it's digres tzadik is teaching us that this is a new way of applying kasher zomim, that edim zimim that don't get a regular kasher zomim, they get a malkus. That it should go with the gedarim of Edom Zayimim. It should need a nigmar hadin al pihem. Masha'en kein, if it's tikkus HaTzadik is a gilui that you're like a mishum leisana, the leisana bracha eid sheker, the aveira of eid sheker is completed the moment they give their eidos. If you're being like for being over in that aveira, then you shouldn't need a nigmar hadin al pihem. So what's taka the din? So there's a gemara in Makas and Avdalid, which L'chaira seems to say that whenever we give Malkus to Edom Zayimim, they need to have Nigmar Din al-Pi'im. The Gemara over there on the mission that says that Eidim Zayimim need Nigmar Din al-Pi'im, the Gemara then says, Chayvei Lava Minolan. Now, granted, the stipler points out in the Kilas Yaakov that there's a Machlekes Rashi and Rebbeinu Chananel that had to learn that Gemara. Ve'in Kamakam Laharach. The Pashas of that Gemara, Kalponim according to Rashi, is that Yutaka need Nigmar Din al-Pi'im. That even when the Malkus is not a Kasher Zomam, that they were coming to be Mechayev Malkus, it's a Malkus like the case of Eidi Ben Grushim and Chalutza, that's learned from Mitzdikvah Satzadik, they still need a Nigmar Din al-Pi'im. L'chaira, that's like the opposite side of the Chakira that we were just proving. Because from our Sugi, we said that you see that it's not a Din in Eidim Zayimim, that really the Mechayev of Malkus is the Aveir of Eidus Sheker. If the Mechayev of the Malkus is the Aveir of Eidus Sheker, why should you need Nigmar Din al-Pi'im? The Aveir of Eidus Sheker is completed long before it's Nigmar Hadin, as soon as they finish giving the Eidus. If we ever discover that their Aegis was Sheker, so they didn't have Eir Veda Sheker, why should I need a Nigmar Din al-Pi'im? This is the Kasha that the Achrinim Ma'ayver, and Stapler brings down that there's the Yisui that Rameir Simcha says in the Ursameach and Perikut Ches of Hilchas Eidos that explains this, that answers this Kasha. Zoktim in Rameir Simcha doesn't go through the Chakira the way that we were presenting it before, B'Shem the other Gedalia Achrinim. So the stipler is adapting his vart. And the way to present it is as follows. We said before that there's two ways to learn the Gemara Machas Daf Beis. Is it that Vetzdikus HaTzadik is a new makar for a new Chi of Malkus, or is it Megala that Leisana could be a Machayav of Malkus? Let's nemon now like the second sad, that Vetzdikus HaTzadik is Megala that Leisana is a makar of Malkus. But you could vite declare Chakira. What's it Megala exactly? L'chayra, Leisanu, the Gemara says, shouldn't be Mechayev Malkus. It's a Lav Shein Be'maisa. But Vetzdikus HaTzadik is Megala, then no, it could be Mechayev Malkus. Is the Pshat that Vetzdikus HaTzadik is Megala, that even though it's Taka Lav Shein Be'maisa, and even though usually the Torah says you're not like her Lav Shein Be'maisa, but over here the Torah makes an exception, and you're like it even though it's a Lav Shein Be'maisa? Or do we say no? The Pshat is that Vetzdikus HaTzadik is Megala, that we should look at this Lav as Lav Sheyesh B'maisa. The Vetzdikus HaTzadik takes out Leisana from the Klal of Lavim She'im B'maisa and makes it into Lav Sheyesh B'maisa. What's the Pshat in that? How could you, it's just speech, all he's doing is talking. How could you call that a Lav Sheyesh B'maisa? Zoktir Meir Simcha. Because if it's Nigmar Adin Al-Pihem, so your words had an effect. Once your words have an effect, then it's shaykh to call it a lav sheyesh b'maisa. And he brings numerous makayres from elsewhere in Shas, from other tesisim, where we see such an idea that even though mere speech is not considered to be a maisa, but if the speech has an effect, it creates something, it causes something to be chal, then it could be considered a yesh b'maisa. Memeilu zekru meir simcha. Even if the whole machayev over here is alts the edus sheker, it has nothing to do with edim zemim, it's just the edus sheker. Kidmuchach from our sugi edim shehukchashu benefesh leikin. Nothing to do with edim zemim. It's just the edus sheker that's machayev, but you need that edus sheker to be considered a maisa. When does edus sheker become considered a maisa? Only when it's nigmar din al pihem. That's why even in this malchus, which has nothing to do taka with the din of edim zemim, that which Edim Zemima, Edim Ina, Edim Nasim Zemima, Shigamar Din Al Pihem. That's one din of Nigmar Din. This is a separate, unrelated din of Nigmar Din. You need Nigmar Din in order to be Mechayev Malkus for Leisana, because only with that does become considered a Lav Sheyesh by Maisa. Now let's talk a bit about the Maisa that's brought at the end of Daf Ayin Dalad. Maisa Brab Megamliel Shasime Es Ein Tevi Avdai. The Rashba says, Mikan Nira. We learn from this Maisa a big Chiddush. That when there's a knas, and we don't have all of the conditions necessary to be mechayev the knas, so the maisa somebody is pater, even though he knows that he really did the maisa that's mechayev, the nitva knows, the teveya knows, but there aren't all the conditions present for basin to paskin it, zok the Rashba, you might have thought that even though basin can't be mechayev, but if the teveya is teifes, then he'd be allowed to keep it. But mikan nira that it's nishtazai. Tachal knas she'in le'edim afilu tofas le'asav le'klum. From here we see that even tfisa doesn't help on a knas called man that basin isn't ready to be mechayev. What's the raya? Because over here, there's an automatic tfisa, a built-in tfisa. Because we're talking about the shichur of an eved. And every eved is tafus ba'atzmai. He is a gadol. A gadol is tafis in himself. And so avada tevi made a tfisa on himself. If tfisa would help in a knas, so the knas over here, which is to be mashachar the eved, to give tevi to himself, tevi is tafis himself. So then he would have been yetzi l'cheirus. From the fact that in this brisa, he was not yetzi l'cheirus, zek the rashba, it's a raya that tfisa doesn't help in a knas. And of course, we all realize, because from the first discussion that we had in this year, we brought down the Gemara on Daf Tesvav, we realize then that this rashba is a steer to the Gemara on Daf Tesvav. Because the Gemara on Daf Tesvav said that l'man damar palgan is k'knasa soleim agvinon le'bavel, but nevertheless, itafas leim afkinan minei. So on Daf Tesvav, the Gemara said that tfisa does help by knas even when you don't have an actual chiyuv. Over here, the Rashba says that we see from this raisa that tfisa does not help. Now, you may remember that we said before that the Rush came to argue on a Ramah. The Ramah had said that the tfisa that helps over there is only midrabanan. Now, it could be that the Rashba holds like the Ramah, that the tfisa over there was only drabanan. The Rabbanan were masaking the tfisa should help in Bavel, because in Bavel there is no Beis Din of Smuchim, there is no other way for the victim to ever receive his knas. But over here we're talking about an Eretz Yisrael, where theoretically if there'll be Eidim that'll come to Beis Din, one could be chayiv, just it happened to work out in this case that there wasn't a chayiv. Over here there wouldn't be a Din Drabbanan for tfisa to help. According to the Ramah, it's easy to be machalik between the two cases. But the Rush had said, not like the Ramah. The Rush had said that tfisa helps midiraisa because the chiv is already present. All that's missing is the koich of Beis Din to be koifa. But the chiv is there even without the psak of Beis Din. So therefore the Rush held on Daf Tesvav that tfisa helps me'ikar adin. So why doesn't it help over here on our sugya? The Rashba's diik then is going to be a kasha on the Rush. Why over here isn't Tavi's tfisa in himself a good enough tfisa to be zeicha in his shechur? So there are two ways that we're going to talk about to address this kasha. One is the state of the Ravid, which was brought down over there in the Rush, Simon Chaf, at the end of the first parak. The Rush brought down a Ravid who talks about our Gemara, and he says a Gavalda Gavart. It's like the Ravid, sometimes we're not Machayev Knas simply because we lack the conditions that are necessary to be Machayev. Sometimes we're not Machayev Knas because there's a Siba HaPoiteres. Over here in our Sugya, where Rabbi Gamaliel came along and he told Rabbi Yeshua that Simesias Einai, and Rabbi Yeshua said, Kvar Hedesa, you were Moide, and with your Haidah, you patered zich up from the knas. Zuck the Ravid, so this is not like the case on Daf Tesvav, where it was a matter of collecting a knas in Bavel. In Bavel, we don't have a Beis Din of Smuchim, so we're not able to complete the chiv. We're not able to be machayev him. Over here, we have a patur. His haidah patters him. And therefore, zuck the Ravid, even though on Daf Tesvav, tfisa would help, but over here, where there's a siba hapiteres, tfisa would not help. The Geshmak is svar from the Ravid, but the problem is that the Ramban is a Gavaldik Akasha on the Ravid, and this is also brought down in the Rush. In fact, the Ramban, true, a Haidah of Edim, a Haidah Asfaldin rather, could patter from a Knas, that's a Sibah HaPiteres, and that could maybe take off the Koyach of Tfisa, but in order for that to happen, you need a Haidah in Beis Din. Where the Ravid was talking about in Bavel, the same way we don't have a Beis Din of Smuchim to be mekabel the Edim to be mechayev the Knas, we also don't have a Beis Din of Smuchim to be mekabel the Haidah to pater the Knas. Any Haidah that a person is moida in Bavel blibes the Haidah chutz the Beis Din, which, like we said in our Gemara, a Haidah chutz the Beis Din doesn't give this din of patering from Knas. And so it's not a good explanation. It's not a good Haidah legabi the Shaila of the Gemara and Daf Tesvav, and it's also not a good explanation of our Gemara. Because in our Gemara, the Gemara had said that Shana Magamulil deloy b'fnei Beis Din Aidi, because it was chutz le-Beis Din. So if it was chutz le-Beis Din, so why would it have the din of a Haidah to pater zich up from the knas. So the Ramban has this kasha on the Rebbe. The Ramban's tain is that Maman of Shach, if it's not considered a based in L'inyan being mekabel the Eidos HaMechayeves, it also shouldn't be a based in L'inyan being mekabel the Eidos the Haidah HaPeteres. The Ravid vice states was machalik between these two, and held that there's a different standard for what you need in order to be machayev and for what you need in order to pater. Ve'ein kamakam laharach. I'll call upon him lafi the Ravid. We have an explanation for why tefisa doesn't help in our sugya, even though it helped back on Daf Tezvav. But the Ramban doesn't. He says that he doesn't agree with the Ravid, and the Rush brings down the Ramban's kasha on the Ravid. The implication of the Rush is that he agrees with the Ramban. The Rush holds that tefisa helps on a knas me'ikra din midei reisa, and he holds that there isn't any siba hapiteres over here in our sugya. Why then doesn't the tefisa of Tevi in himself help for him to be zeicha in his shechar? But there's a teres from the Kseis HaChayshin in Simon Reish Mem Aleph Sifkat and Gimel. Zok the Kseis HaChayshin, that which the Rishonim quote this idea, that an Eved who's a gadol is toughest ba'atzmai, where do we find this idea? So it appears in the Gemara in one place, Legabe, Gershom Eitz Me'in Yoshim, where all of his nechasim become Hefker. So an Eved that became Hefker, he was clearly Yaitzei Mirshus Rabbi. So then, there's a discussion, the Shaila is, so who gets him? Does he become Hefker and call a Kaidim Zacha, or do we say that he's Kaidim Lakoil, he's Zeicha Ba'atzmai? And the Gemara says that since he's a human being, and a human being is toughest ba'atzmai, so he's zeicha ba'atzmai. They also bring it from a Tosfos in Gittin Daf Yud Zayin, who talks about how if there would be an Adon who gave a shtar shichur to his Eved, as well as a shtar mecher with which he sold that Eved to someone else, and then there's a suffix, because there wasn't a zman, there's a suffix about which shtar came first. The Eved is saying that the shechur came first and he was zeicha ba'atzmai. The Lekeyach was saying that no, his shtar mecher came first and he was zeicha in the Eved. And Taisa says that the Eved's taina is stronger because he is toughest ba'atzmai. Zok the Ksais. In both of these two cases, yes, we find that the Eved is toughest ba'atzmai, but against whom? The Adon is not one of the contestants in these stories. In the case of the Gemara, the Adon was already mafkir him. In the case of Tosfos and Daf Yud Zayin, the Adon, one of two things, either he was meshachar him, or he was meicher him to somebody else. The Adon does not have any claims on him for sure. It's an argument between two people, between the Eved and the Lekeach. So then we say that the Eved is toughest ba'atzmai. But over here in our sugya, we're talking about the Eved making a tefisa away from the Adon. Then could we say that he's toughest ba'atzma, that he's muchazik ba'atzma, he's holding on to himself? He's not holding on to himself more than the Adon is holding on to him. Yad Eved ki yad Rabbi. Kol zman that he's brishus Rabbi, anything that he's holding on to is as if the Adon is holding on to it. So that which he's toughest ba'atzma is not a tefisa at the expense of the master, that gives him a koyach to be yaitzei lecheres from the master. And therefore, the tefisa that Tevi was being tefis ba'atzmai doesn't count as a tefisa. Taka, the Rashba held not like this. The Rashba says in our sugya that you see from here, the tefisa doesn't help because the Rashba held that Tevi's tefisa is a good tefisa, even keneged the chazaka of Rav Gamliel. But the Ksai says that there's no makar for. Even though we find in other places in the Gemara and Mishainim that an Eved is toughest ba'atzmai, but that's only legabe a third party, but not legabe the Adon.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.